This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. In the years since the U.S. House revived earmarks, Colorado Republicans have largely shunned the process. But not this year, says CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Colorado's three new Republican representatives have all put in requests for what's officially known as community project funding, money that will go directly to things in their district. Republican Gabe Evans, who represents the state's toss-up seat, put in the maximum 15 requests, totaling more than $42 million. Western and Southern Colorado Representative Jeff Hurd also had 15 requests, totaling more than $33 million. Meanwhile, Colorado Springs Representative Jeff Crank had 5 requests for just under $9 million. Lauren Boebert was the only Colorado Republican to use earmarks previously. She put in 15 requests, adding up to more than $56 million. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
There were more negotiations between Safeway and workers today as the strike that started over the weekend continues. Grocery workers in Grand Junction, Pueblo, Littleton, Estes Park, Castle Rock, and Fountain are striking to fix what they call understaffing and for better health and retirement benefits. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union has been negotiating with Safeway and parent company Albertsons on a new contract for 7 months with no deal. And more stores could go on strike. This is CPR News. Large swaths of Colorado could reach 100 degrees tomorrow. That includes Metro Denver, the Eastern Plains, and Grand Junction. It's 6:06.